What is up, everyone? Welcome back to Hours of Movies. My name is Brian, and you already know what I'm here to talk about. Kong versus Godzilla. That's right. It's finally here, everyone. After 2 years of anticipation, it was supposed to be released in 2019, right? Or 2020? The last year, 2019. It was supposed to be released, actually, right after, like, Kong, King of Monsters. Because he is, but Godzilla, King of Monsters. So, you know, it's been a long journey for this movie to come out, and did it disappoint? Hell fucking nah, man. It did not disappoint. Is it perfect? Hell fucking nah, man. It ain't perfect, but you know what? It's damn enjoyable, and it's damn fun, damn good, and the visionary fucking effects, amazing. The colors, the lighting's superb, and yeah, man, this movie was just kick-ass, bro, and yeah, man, as you can tell, I am satisfied by it. I saw this movie with my girl, Lori, and the homie Malcolm, and we all enjoyed it. I mean, my girlfriend, you know, she didn't really watch it too much. She was, like, working slash watching every now and then. She would look up, and sometimes she missed things every now and then. But, you know, she said it was pretty fun. And then, yeah, I mean, Malcolm, he's Team Godzilla, so... You know, me and him weren't seeing eye to eye throughout the whole movie. I'm Team Kong. And also, by the way, I don't know if it's obvious or not. Like, maybe, you know, maybe this is the first time you're listening to my episode. And if so, hi, thank you. Welcome. I hope you like this episode. But spoiler alerts, you know, I really don't never say that, I guess. Spoilers. But, you know, this movie's so recent, so you should be warned that I'll spoil it. I'll try not to really talk too much about spoilers. You know, I feel like I'll do this episode again in the future when I could watch it. Oh, well, no, I can watch it over and over. Thanks to HBO Max. And, you know, they really got to send me money. I, like, plug them in every time. But, yeah, you know, thanks to HBO Max, I could watch it over and over and over again. So I'll probably, like, make an episode in the future to talk about it even more in depth. Because, you know, this is more of, like, a review slash reaction to the movie, but I'll also talk about a couple things, you know, I obviously didn't like or liked, or obviously loved. I mean, I loved everything. I didn't really dislike much, but, you know, there was enough to make you go, like, all right, come on, let's do more. Like, the runtime is an hour and 56 minutes. This movie could have gone another, like, 2 hours, maybe. Come on, bro. They skimped us out on some fights, man. They should have. Come on, bro. Like, spoiler alert, Mechagodzilla, like, you kidding me, bro? We really gonna get that short of a fight? And, like, I get it, but it is a little, like, disappointing, because when you see Mechagodzilla, you're like, fuck yes, and then all of a sudden the fight's only, like, one round's worth, and it's over, you know? It's like, come on, you could have done a little bit more. You could have given me, like, 5 extra minutes. At least get a 2 hour mark. You know, why an hour and 56? It just feels a little fucked up, you know, when this movie is about goddamn kaijus kicking ass, bro, and King Kong, you know? Like, come on, bro. Anyways, but yeah, the movie, it is directed by Adam Wingard. The screenplay is by Eric Pearson and Max Bornstein. The cast is almost a divided group. We have the cast that is following the storyline of Godzilla, which includes Milli Vanilli Bobby Brown as Madison Russell. And I know her name is not Milli Vanilli, but I cannot help but to think of that duo whenever I hear her name, Milli Bobby Brown. You know, Milli Vanilli. But then also Bobby Brown. It's like, why is her whole thing based on 80s, you know, music? But whatever. I mean, it's almost like, what's that game that people always say when you say random words to make a weird sentence? They're like, oh, that, well, you know, if you know, you know. That's what I mean. But her name just sounds like that. But, so yeah, we got Milli Bobby Brown as Madison Russell. She's also in Godzilla King of Monsters. You know, I think her mom was Emma Roberts in that or something. I'm bad with remembering actors' names. But she's back. And also, it's sort of crazy, you know, like, seeing her not look like a preteen anymore. Like, she's like a young adult. So when she first appeared, I was just like, whoa, man, she's tall. Kids, stop growing, bro. Y'all make me feel old, and I'm not even that old. It's just, you know, you just make me feel old. Then we got a fellow Brian Tyree Henry as Bernie Hayes. And look, if you've ever seen Atlanta, my boy Paperboy, exactly, Paperboy in this, man, I love him. We got Shun Uguri as Ren Serizawa. So Ren Serizawa is supposed to be Ken Watanabe's like son in the King of Monsters movies, but they never once bring that up. I'm only realizing right now because I read his name and I'm like, wait, what? And I go, you know, check out the cast and the characters from King of Monsters. And yeah, you know, like, I guess this is his son, or, you know, they were just lazy and couldn't think of another Japanese last name, but I'm gonna just assume it's his son, but it's never brought up. So I think that's weird that it's never brought up that, you know, Ken Watanabe's his dad, and, you know, they never bring up his dad ever. You know, they bring up Millie Bobby Brown's mom from King of Monsters, but no, no, I just thought that was a bit strange, you know? And also, like, why is he working with, you know, fucking homeboy, the bad guy? What's his name? Damien Bashir as Walter Simmons, you know, like the CEO, the evil CEO of Apex, because you always need an evil CEO in these movies. I love that you always got to have that. It's amusing to me. But yeah, you know, I just thought that was a little strange that it's never brought up. But yeah, also, Damien Bashir as Walter Simmons is in this, and I like actors that is he Hispanic? I don't want to assume. Yeah, he's Mexican, so he's Mexican American. Sick. So I love when Hispanic actors from, like, you know, wherever country they're at become big and they're in movies like this and they have like an accent, because it always sounds like my mom or dad. I always feel like they're acting, you know, like, I don't know, that's just the thing. Whenever I heard someone talking, I'm like, hey, if I close my eyes, it feels like my dad's an actor. I don't know. I love Hispanic actors. You know, it's always cool seeing one, and it's always cool that, you know, whenever they're in a big role, like homeboy here, put some respect on him. He's an Academy Award nominated actor, Brian, you know, not a lot of Hispanics that have an Oscar, so, yeah. Also, so Damien, he's in Team Godzilla, and then another Team Godzilla, I guess, is Kyle Chandler as Dr. Mark Russell. He's, like, in it for, like, 5 seconds, more like 5 minutes. And also, fucking Lance Reddick is in this movie, and he's, like, eighth build, but he's in it for literally 10 seconds. Like, what the fuck is up with that? Like, I love Lance Reddick because of The Wire, you know, if you've seen The Wire. It's a great HBO show. Yeah, again, HBO, seriously, send me some money. But yeah, you know, The Wire is great. So I'm like, oh, cool, Lance Reddick. That's what's up. It's a blink or you'll miss him scene. Like, it's wild. I thought it was pretty funny that he's literally there and then not there again. Very strange, very strange. And yeah, that's Team Godzilla. Oh, wait. Also, Julian Dennison as Josh Valentine. He's, I don't know if you guys seen Hunt for the Wilder People, but y'all should watch it. He's fucking hilarious in that. That kid has some good comedic timing, but he sucked in this movie. Honestly, Team Godzilla, like, okay, so Godzilla, yeah, he won. He whooped Kong's ass. He made my boy look like a fool, you know? But his human team was fucking boring, man. Like, I could have gone, obviously, like, not a lot of people like the human aspect in these movies, and I get it, but Team Kong was actually pretty good. But, like, I'm not gonna get to them yet since I haven't said who's who. But Team Godzilla, man, they are boring. It was just such a drag every time they would show up, especially when the trio of Millie Bobby Brown, Brian Tyree Henry, and Julian Dennison, they start sneaking into the facilities. The three of them, two teenagers and a grown ass adult, just sneaking around in these, like, what should be high security places, and they could just walk around, not give it a fuck, you know? Where's the cameras too? Where's the security guards looking at the cameras? Like, is there no cameras here? Like, they literally come up from the vents and they're next to the fucking head from God, I'm blanking out, but the three-headed monster from the last movie. They literally, like, come up out of vent, or, you know, whatever, the one on there, like an air conditioner, whatever. They come out, and they're next to this giant skull that's controlling Mechagodzilla, And no cameras, really? No, not an alarm or not even like some sort of like trap or detector? Like, that's some precious skull controlling who knows how many trillions, because this isn't a $1 billion thing. Mechagodzilla's in the trillions, or this whole universe might be in the quadrillions. Whatever it is, it's in the trillions. And, you know, nothing? Just two teenagers and a grown-ass adult could walk in there like nothing? In my head, I just kept thinking to myself, like, why don't more people try to sneak in? But whatever. Yeah, so they were pretty boring. Kyle Chandler, useless in this. He's, like, worried about his daughter. And then he doesn't also question the fact that his daughter all of a sudden is in Hong Kong with him at the end of the movie, you know? Like, he's just like, yeah, that's cool. You're here. Because at some point, the trio go from, what, New York or I don't know, wherever they were at in the States, United States of America, and then they end up all the way in the Hong Kong. Seriously, like, it was like cool. It looked cool, honestly. Actually, I'm not even gonna, like, is it stupid? Yeah, sure, but it looked cool. Like, they have these cool little train systems that just travel at 600 miles per hour, some bullshit underground or whatever. All right, probably exists, man. I mean, you think billion-dollar corporations don't want to get from point A to point B so quickly? Like, come on. But whatever. But yeah, I mean, they're just there. So, yeah, they're pretty boring, to be honest. And then, obviously, my dude, Damian Walter Simmons, and Ren Serizawa, Sean Uguri, you know? Like, they were just being the bad guys. Nothing really too interesting about them. He did a bad guy speech, and obviously got how Malcolm put it, Deep Blue Seed, just got wrecked by Mechagodzilla in the middle of his speech. Or no, I think he finished his speech. But also, why did Mechagodzilla choose him as his first, like, you know, victim? Once he goes all haywire, like, did he mistreat the robot? And did he remember that? Did Mechagodzilla just think to himself, I'll never forget this shit. Alright, Walter Simmons, you piece of shit, I'm gonna kill you whenever I'm able to be in control. But he was the first one to get murked by Mecha. But yeah, so, and also, this Julian, his character, Josh Valentine, he names Mechagodzilla. Like, fucking Bernie Hay says, oh, it's a robot Godzilla. He goes, no, it's a Mechagodzilla. And I'm like, really? Really? You couldn't just let the CEO give it the name Mechagodzilla? You're just going to let a fucking child name it? A teenager? A kid? Like, it's going to be that? You're really going to do that whole one person says a random word? And I don't know, just... And also, when Mechagodzilla's beating the shit out of King Kong, and he's just repeatedly punching him, they figure out... Well, one, they didn't figure out. They tried to figure out what the password was for the computers to, like, shut down Mechagodzilla. But it's two teenagers, like I said, and a grown-ass adult who worked at the company, but not really like that, where, you know, he'll know everything. So they try to figure out, you know, a password for this. But they didn't. And Bernie Hayes, his character, you know, he carries a flask with a little bit of alcohol left that he'll drink before he dies. He said that'll be the last thing he does before he goes out. And he offers some to Julian Dennison, and he goes, you want some of this, man? Like, you want to have a drink before you die? Because we gonna die. And Julian Dennison's character, Josh Valentine, just grabs it and pours it over the computer. Now, at least it didn't shut down Godzilla, but a Mechagodzilla, but it, like, stopped them for 2 seconds where King Kong was able to just, you know, go berserk on his ass. But are you kidding me? An alcohol flask thing? Whatever. And then Team Kong, we got Alexander Skarsgård as Dr. Nathan Lynn. I thought this was dude Pennywise, but apparently that's another Skarsgård. Rebecca Hall as Dr. Eileen Andrews. We got Kaylee Huddle as Gia. That's pretty much Team Kong. Keep it simple. Oh, wait, and Eiza Gonzalez as Maya Simmons, which is obviously Walter Simmons' daughter. And I knew she was going to die the moment she, like, appeared. You know how they write some characters to just be very shitty for no reason? Like, the moment she called King Kong monkey, I knew she was going to die. I'm like, okay, one, you're being mean to something that has a name already. Two, she just looked mad all the time, you know? So I just thought, yeah, no, she's going to go. And then three, you know, her dad sends her to go to the middle of the earth to go to the center of the earth to go get a piece of fragment to juice up Mechagodzilla. I'm like, he could have just sent anyone because she doesn't really do much other than release a spider robot. And that spider robot cuts a piece, analyze it, and transfers whatever data to back, you know, Earth. And I just thought to myself, oh, so she didn't even have to, like, personally deliver it or nothing? Like, a robot spider could have just done the whole thing? Why send your daughter to, like, the middle of the Earth, you know, on this journey that is not really known as, like, what might happen, you know? Like, she could have just died. Pretty fucking reckless. He could have just sent a soldier. I mean, he did send soldiers with them, so there's, like, a lot of other soldiers around him. You know, a lot of people were gonna go originally, but obviously King Kong and Godzilla got on that boat fight, so a good amount of them died. But yeah, you know, she didn't really need to go. It was just more like, yeah, you know what, get out of my hair, just go, I'm tired. But yeah, so those are the four characters for Team Kong. And every time Team Kong, you know, I mean, they would appear, it wasn't too bad because you sort of learned about King Kong. Honestly, I really enjoyed their story and also the visions of them. Not the visions, like them going to the center of the earth and seeing the whole world down there and Kong fighting those two fucking crazy flying snake monsters. Also, every time Kong was on the screen, there's always going to be a fight at least, so, or some sort of action scene. So hey, you know, at least Team Kong was never boring. But I was also interested in the little girl Gia. So she's part of the tribe that is in Kong Skull Island, you know. So like, she's from that tribe, and Dr. Andrew says that they were attacked and pretty much everyone was wiped out except her. And it made me think, like, damn, so she's the last of her kind, you know, like whatever culture she's from, whatever language, you know, whatever she grew up with is gone. You know, it all goes through her now, but it's never brought up again. And also, it's Malcolm and me and Lori were saying how rebellious it was that Dr. Andrews just like took Gia to the center of the earth with her. And, you know, everywhere with Kong, when they knew Godzilla was gonna try to track down Kong, because, you know, Titans just, you know, they sense each other, they gotta fight. But yeah, no, I just thought to myself, like, that's pretty irresponsible. She could have died at least like 7 times throughout this movie. 8, 9, 10. I'm still counting, but she could have died a lot of times. And yeah, I just thought that was pretty reckless. And also, Skarsgård, honestly, his character, pretty forgettable. He wasn't a love interest. There was no love storyline, I guess, either. So, like, he was just there to do also, I mean, you know, he was there to do Josh Valentine's work as well, because, you know, he comes to him to tell him about the center of the earth and how he can make it happen. And yeah, they go, right? So yeah, I mean, they're not memorable characters except for Gia. You know, they're like whatever. And Team Kong, at least they won at that. At least they won with the humans involved. So the center of the earth was dope. Like falling just straight down, and then King Kong falling, like free falling. Also, King Kong had some sick ass music backing him every time. Like, he had like 3 songs, and I was just like, damn, bro, why are they giving King Kong some good old classic rock song, man? I'm liking it, bro. But hey, it's dope. I'm glad that King Kong also won in that, the music category. It was just chill music, you know, in the beginning intro, him just scratching his ass to some good old rock and roll. Who doesn't want that, you know? Who doesn't want that? But yeah, so when they're in the center of the earth and Kong is like exploring it, thinking like, damn, what is this place? It seems recognizable to him. And at some point, he flips upside down. There, he gets to a certain point where the sky is in the middle and it's like a reflection of what he's standing on. And he jumps and he flips and he ends up at some sort of house cave thing that is futuristic. I don't know. So like he gets to this giant door with a handprint and he puts it on there and it activates like technology and the door opens. And there was these giant statues and a fucking giant chair and an axe, you know, the axe that the monkey, I mean, that Kong got, you know. But it was also made me think, like, so what's going on with Kong, like, or his ancestors? Were they intelligent beings? Were they really like how they said Atlanteans, you know, their versions of it? You know, what if they came from, like, does he come from lineage of royalty? Because I mean, that throne is king, you know. Kong has a throne now, so he literally is king, and he has a dope ass axe that's pretty much Godzilla scale, I'm assuming. I read that it was, but it all makes sense because it glows like Godzilla scales when he does his atomic breath. But at the same time, how? You know, if Godzilla, I don't know. I'm just thinking too deep into it. But yeah, so King Kong ends up being king at the end of the movie. But let's get to what we really want to hear. The fights. The fucking fights, man. So we got the boat fight. That one was pretty dope. Mainly just because, obviously, they're in Godzilla's territory. Agua. He's obviously going to whoop ass, but they also have my dude in chains again, because this is not a King Kong movie if they're not trying to put him in chains, right? Like, come on. I'm glad Skull Island failed, but there's not a movie where there's no chains. But, yeah, so, you know, he's chained up, and it's about to go down. And they don't unchain him, man. Like, they let him just get attacked straight up by Godzilla. And Godzilla obviously just flips the fucking boat over. Also, these boats are hella strong. Because, like, Godzilla jumps on one of them and it just didn't even move that much. Like, damn, bro. How much are these boats really that strong? Like, I don't know much about ships. But, jeez. Could take on Kong and Godzilla. But yeah, so, you know, there were some cool underwater shots when Godzilla and Kong were down there, especially when Kong was still chained up. And then once he was released, they try to fight a bit on top of the boats. But Godzilla is pretty, he was fighting pretty rough. You know, he's very aggressive. He's obviously a tank if you put him in League of Legends or some shit. But, you know, you could take a fucking whooping. And also, I hate. So, like, I don't really care for humans. Like, if they're in these movies, whatever, right? But I hate when fucking planes are flying too close to Godzilla and he just tails whips. I'm like, what's the fucking point? You know, like, why are you going to go so close to him? Like, those missiles must have, like, a target lock on, right? Or some shit. Why do you got to get so close and die? Come on. Like, this is the third time Godzilla's appeared in your world, and you're going to be like, nah, it should work this time. Trust me. It should work this time. And it's not. And then there's Kong, who picks up a plane and throws it right at Godzilla like if it was fucking darts at a bar, bro. It was hilarious. It was amazing. And plus all the explosions that kept on happening. But Godzilla won. He won that round. He pretty much almost drowned Kong to death. He starts bringing him down and just dragging him all the way there. And if it wasn't for the humans, he'd be dead, because they throw like these fucking missiles that go under the water. It causes a huge explosion. Kong comes back up. But he doesn't want to fight. He's like laying there. He knows he got his ass whoops. He knows he almost died. And then they turn off everything. So Godzilla thinks like everything's dead and he's won. And yeah, you know, he swims on out. So that, you know, round one, Godzilla. Visuals, a good 7 out of 10. Action, you know, 6.5 out of 10. Not too much, but it was, you know, a little bit of an appetizer. You can't get mad at an appetizer, you know. It's just there. You know, it's not there to fill you up. It's just there to get you going. So then the next fight. The next fight is pretty much them going mano y mano in Hong Kong. So while Kong's down there in the middle of the world, center of the earth, he picks up an axe that he carries in the trailer. If you've seen the trailer, you know, I guess his store as well. But he has an axe, and Godzilla senses it, and he fucking beams all the way to the center of the earth. Like that atomic breath, he literally did it going all the way to where freaking Kong is at. Like, one, it doesn't make sense, because I don't know. I feel like a lot of water or lava or, you know, the center of the earth would have been destroyed by something, right? I don't know. Or maybe Godzilla's atomic breath could lead to the portals, you know, like, let's say you get blasted by it. Do you end up in the center of the earth? I don't know. It just didn't make sense. But hey, it was fucking cool, right? I mean, he literally atomic breath to the center of the earth. So that happened. And Kong climbs up like no sweat, wasn't tired at all. It's really strange. This part is one of those moments that makes it go like, okay, I get it, but I don't get it, but okay. I'm gonna let it happen, because this is a giant lizard and a giant monkey, and now there's a giant robot at some point. So yeah, I mean, it's a movie about monsters. Not a lot of things are gonna make sense all the time. So that's when he goes up there, and they start going mano y mano. Now, the fucking lights used in Hong Kong while they're fighting is gorgeous. Also, shout out to the team for just sticking to the fights. You know, other movies, a lot of the action gets cut. No, they really focused on these things. Like how Malcolm said, they even had a Creed shot when Godzilla goes down. You know, it just follows, like the camera follows him hitting his head on the floor. You know, it's wild. The visual lighting was dope as they're like smashing through the buildings, and the colors through from the glass smashing everywhere was just beautiful to look at. And they really got down. I saw a video where it said Godzilla laughs, and yeah, he really does laugh at King Kong as he's like running away, you know, to like sort of strategize of what to do next. And Godzilla starts doing the atomic breath, and he hits him in the back. He smiles and he does like a little chuckle as he's like self-aware of like, hey, man, that was a good shot, huh? Stupid monkey. But yeah, so there was a lot of emotions from the faces of the monsters. And then not only that, but the way they would fight, Godzilla became very lizard-like. He was on all fours. He played, I guess, dirty. He fought dirty, if you want to say that. I mean, they're monsters, but he did a lot of biting. King Kong, you know, he was strategizing. Fuck, bro. That scene where he like brings his shoulder, like pops his shoulder back in by like smashing it up against the building, that was so metal, man. I was like, damn. But also just him being able to like grapple, it's good fight. So the final fight, 10 out of 10. The final, you know, the lighting, 10 out of 10. But also really respect that they respected each other. So when Godzilla's beating the shit out of King Kong and he goes like ape shit, sorry King Kong, but he goes ape shit and like brings him down, and he starts like smashing on his like, not smashing, but he starts like pretty much trying to like make his chest go inwards. I forgot what the word is, but yeah, he has his foot on his chest, you know, taking his breath away. And then he just like roars at him, and Godzilla roars, and he just respects it. Like, you know what? I ain't even gonna kill you. Like, you know, you lost, but stay down, bitch. Walks away. And yeah, King Kong, he literally beat him almost to death because he was dying. Chica sighing with King Kong, obviously. So she's like, oh, homeboy's dying. And you know, this movie has a lot of things where they say random shit because it's gonna mean something in the future. So at some point they're like, yeah, these bad boys, the thing that takes them to the center of the earth, and the thing Millie Vanilli, Bobby Brown and her team takes to Hong Kong, like that shuttle thing that I'm talking about. So I guess it's just powered by this crazy thing that could like light up Vegas for a week, right? And it's like super small. So they use that as like a defibrillator to bring back Kong. So movie magic. And then there's the Mechagodzilla fight. So once Mechagodzilla becomes all crazy and fucking whatever, obviously Godzilla senses him, because Godzilla senses Titans. Anything stronger than him, or not stronger than him, but anything strong enough, you know, he just like, nah, I gotta get rid of it. I am literally God. So they start going down at it, but yeah, Godzilla, you know, he's having a little bit of a tough time. Obviously, this is now him, but as a robot that has a bunch of missiles. I'm sad the missile fingers didn't make an appearance, but hey, he had missiles. And yeah, you know, he's actually doing some damage to Godzilla. You know, does he stand a chance? I think he could have pulled one out. I mean, Godzilla literally destroyed two monsters in the last movie, and then like another monster in the other movie. So it's one of those, like, yeah, he's gonna win. I think that's why I respect that they didn't give us a stupid like tie or anything, because if it was a tie, I would have been pissed. Like, I would have King Kong rather lose, you know, because at the end of the day, we all know Godzilla's hella strong. I mean, he's proved it, especially in this universe. If, you know, compared to the other movies, this is the strongest Godzilla ever. And yeah, you know, I'm glad that there was no tie. But with this one, you know, he is having a tough time with Mecha, but I think he could handle it. But we're here for a team up. We're here for Batman versus Superman, you know. We're here for that whole, but you know they're going to be friends after, right? And that's what happens. So when King Kong comes to life and he pops his shoulder back in, he goes in, bro. And they start fighting. They start tag teaming the shit out of Mechagodzilla. Like, fucking Gia signs to a Cog, like, oh, Godzilla is Fred. And then I'm like, damn, bro, he knows Godzilla's name like that? Like, do they talk about Godzilla to him? Like, yeah, bro, there's a giant lizard, like, his name's Godzilla. Bet. Yeah, he's a god, but you're king. I mean, come on. But yeah, so they start tag teaming the shit out of Mechagodzilla. They like blast him through a building. They just start wrecking havoc on him. You know, it's literally Randy Savage and Hulk Hogan beating the shit out of Jake the Snake Roberts. It's like that, you know. But obviously, Godzilla got a little bit of a little like, oh, bro, he knocked me down. And he's staying there. And he's laying there in the corner of the ring. And Kong is like going at it. But at the same time, you know, Kong, this is a robot Godzilla, Mecha Godzilla. Are you really going to win? Probably not. But hey, I appreciate the effort, my boy. But then, you know, like I said earlier, Josh Valentine pours Bernie Hayes' last ounce of fucking alcohol on the computer, destroying it, causing Mecha Godzilla to be out for 2 seconds. But before that, Godzilla breathes his atomic blast through the axe that Godzilla brought with him to just wreck it, to wreck Mechagodzilla, destroying him. At least he got his one win, right? Because he starts going berserk and he like rips his head out and he like holds it up like a trophy. So at least Kong got one. I'm glad his confidence wasn't out the window for too long. And then they start staring at each other, you know, Godzilla and Kong. They're like eyeing each other like, what's going to happen? Do they fight? Nah, they just have like a yelling match. And Godzilla leaves like he understood, like, all right, my boy, you get this one because you saved me. But if I catch you on the basketball court one more time, bro, it's your head. And yeah, you know, dope ass movie. It's a good action flick. I mean, if you're trying to find something deep and spiritual with this, you will with Kong. But, you know, it's not going to be anything too crazy. There's going to be moments where you're like, really, this is that? That is this? Are you kidding me? Like, what's going on? But hey, it's a movie about a giant lizard and a giant monkey, gorilla, ape, whatever he is. You know, just fight. And it's beautiful. Excited to see what they do in the future. I mean, with Godzilla, you can only do 5 versus 1 now? I don't know. I don't know how you can sort of showcase him being even more stronger. I guess, like, take on 5 motherfuckers at a time. And then with King Kong, I'm really excited to see what they would do with him in the future. Because, yeah, King Kong's dope. And the story they sort of like set up for him makes it seem like there's going to be some story and some backstory involved. Maybe some more Center of the Earth stuff. Maybe some more kaijus that they'll make up. Who knows? You know, it's pretty exciting to see what they'll do. But yeah, so this is the first film in 59 years to feature both King Kong and Godzilla. The movie takes place in the year 2024, 5 years after King of Monsters and 51 years after Kong Skull Island, which took place in 1973. I was reading on some forums that people were questioning, not questioning, but sort of hating how the realism from Bryan Cranston's Godzilla to what we got now, like how it departed from that. But if it's been almost, no, the movie came out in 2014. So yeah, if it's been pretty much 10 years, companies are going to invest in this, you know, like you fucking see a giant lizard. You really think Disney isn't going to start like an army to take it down or, you know, to at least get its rights to milk it for everything it is? No, like, you know, it's going to happen. Like, come on, come on. Yeah, so I guess Godzilla stands at 393 feet. And Kong stands at 336 feet. So, you know, almost a good 60 feet difference between the two. So, yeah, I mean, it makes sense that he, you know, weight class matters. There's a reason in boxing there's weight class. But, yeah, so this is the largest Kong has ever been, though. Because in the other ones, he's at least around the 100s. So, yeah. And this is the largest American incarnation of Godzilla. This is the fourth installment in the MonsterVerse. Alexander Skarsgård ended up playing this character because, you know, he felt like he's done a lot of movies where it was pretty much dark and intense characters, and he wanted to try something different and maybe something more like a good guy. So, yeah, you know, he was pretty much down for it. Before being hired for the film, composer Junkie XL had already written music for Godzilla just for fun. He described himself as a Godzilla fanatic who owned all the films in Japanese. While he was being hired, he mentioned this to director Wingard and showed what he had composed. For the film, he felt that the score needed to use the biggest bass drum on the planet. And yeah, I mean, makes sense. It's a hell of a monster, the height, everything. You needed to like slap. This film will be released, or it, you know, is released 58 years after the original Japanese King Kong versus Godzilla, 66 years after the original Godzilla, and 87 years after the original King Kong. Gia is a deaf iwi girl portrayed by Kaylee Hoto, who is from an all-deaf family, actually. So it's pretty cool that, you know, she knows how to sign, and it's pretty much in her family, you know, like she's know what's up. That's cool. That's cool. This is the 36th film in the Godzilla saga and the 12th film in the King Kong saga. So, yeah. And this is also Shun Oguri's Hollywood film feature debut. And it's also his English language film debut. So yeah, that's pretty dope on him. Like I said, still weird that they didn't bring up the fact that his dad is Ken Watanabe's character, but hey, I mean, he's dead now, so I guess it doesn't matter. Also sucks he didn't really have too much it sucks that at least he didn't have too much of an impact on the movie either, but hey, you know, hopefully the door is open for him. But yeah, that's Kong versus Godzilla. I hope you like it. I hope you guys enjoyed the movie if you've seen it as much as I did. But yeah, you know, thanks for listening. Rate, subscribe, like, follow me on Twitter at Hours of Movies. Hit me up with your thoughts on this episode or any other movie or what movie I should watch or what episode I should do. And yeah, man, just have a good day, a good night, good evening, a good whatever it is, and take care.